Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, June 29th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Investigators hunt for causes of the terrible condo collapse near Miami. Donald Trump's attorney says the New York DA will not file charges against the former president. American travelers return to the airports in a big way. Majority of Republicans believe the pandemic is over. Democrats say not so fast. Also ahead, the iPhone is taking over the world. But first, investigators searching for answers over why an apartment building suddenly collapsed near Miami. Experts say it's too early to determine the exact cause. Some suggest structural integrity was compromised after 40 years of wind and erosion. Others believe salt water spray from the ocean may have corroded metal support beams. Donald Trump's personal lawyer, Ronald Fischetti, telling reporters the Manhattan DA, Cy Vance, is not going to charge the former president. Said Mr. Fischetti, quote, "It's a lot to do about nothing. This is so small, I can't believe I'm going to have to try a case like this." Definitive word should come down this week. Mr. Trump returning to the border tomorrow for the first time since leaving the White House. The former president will join Texas Governor Greg Abbott for a tour of the region. As you may know, Vice President Harris briefly stopped in El Paso last Friday before jetting off to a private home in Brentwood, California. Donald Trump obviously looking to show up the Biden administration. The feds reporting the highest number of travelers since March 2020. The TSA screened more than 2 million passengers last weekend. That number could double during the 4th of July holiday upcoming. Air travel plunged 96% because of COVID. New survey from Gallup says 57% of Republicans believe the pandemic is now over. That stat drops to 35% for independents. Just 4% of Democrats think COVID is vanquished. Cases of the contagion in the USA are down 98% from January, with the daily death rate hovering at about 300. Almost all of those deceased are unvaxxed. In a moment, the iPhone takes over the planet. Right back.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Are you looking for your next investment? Bill O'Reilly here. There are seven reasons to look at the NRIA Real Estate Development Fund. Monthly cash flow payouts of 10% annualized. Bonuses to 21% targeted. They strategically locate in lower risk, high demand areas people want to move to. New construction is short on supply. Real estate affords diversification and safety from stock market risk. Their short and long-term strategy provides for steady returns right now. NRIA is an industry leader with a 15-year proven track record. So, if you've been sitting on the sidelines or want to diversify, start your due diligence at NRIA.net. Or you can call 800-800-1414. That's easy. 800-800-1414.
An offer of securities is only made by the NRIA Private Placement Memorandum. Read it first. Past performance does not guarantee future results. NRIA is a real estate development firm. Learn more at NRIA.net.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this day, in the year 2007, the iPhone made its debut. The first model was unveiled by the late Steve Jobs. It was the culmination of a two-year-long top-secret operation called Project Purple. Apple was the brand, and the device would be a combination of three different products in one machine: a music player, a mobile phone, and an internet communicator. The original price began at $499 with a mandatory two-year contract with a cellular provider. Then CEO of Microsoft, a competitor to Apple, Steve Ballmer, said the iPhone had, quote, no chance of taking over the smartphone market. Steve, the iPhone now dominates 94% of the entire industry. Apple sold 2 million iPhones back in 2007, compared to 216 million 10 years later. Today, the Apple application market is bigger than Hollywood. The average American spends anywhere between 2 and 6 hours on their iPhone every day. The least used app on the phone is the phone. Most people use text messaging and Facebook. Now, the world is pretty much addicted to the iPhone, as you may know. And the result is attention spans are much shorter than they used to be. Verbal conversations rarer. Bad stuff in your hand easily available. The upside is the ability to instantly communicate and to gather information. It is an amazing invention, the iPhone, which has made the world a far different place than it was 14 years ago. The danger in all this is isolation. Some people, and you know who they are, live on the iPhone. It is never out of their hand. If they wake up at night, they grab it. Their head is always down. It's far easier to deal with a device than to deal with another person. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts. For coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. But if your head is always down, you are missing what's happening around you. And that is going to erode your people skills, and your skills in general. Life is a journey. On that journey, you learn things every single day. The more aware you are of your natural surroundings, the more you will learn. And the more you learn, the more successful you will be in life. So while the iPhone has revolutionized almost everything in the communications world, it is harming people to the same extent it is hurting people, in my humble opinion. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And please check out my new book, Killing the Mob, still number one. In a moment, something you might not know. Can thieves really steal your home's title? Take it from this thief who stole more than 150 homes and was sentenced to 25 years in prison. That's why you need Home Title Lock.
Nobody thinks that I can take their house and borrow against the house. Oh, no, I have title insurance for that. No, it's in my name, or he would have to get some special document. They would call me. You know, nobody's calling you. After I've stolen the title, borrowed against it, or sold the property, or done whatever I've done with it, it's 60 to 90 days to even figure out that they're the victim of this crime. You know, by that point, you start getting foreclosure notices, and you realize you've got four mortgages on your house. Not only that, you don't even own your home anymore. It's not even in your name.
Heard enough? Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim, and enter radio for 30 free days of protection. That's code radio at HomeTitleLock.com. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. It's over 90 degrees here in New York, so summer has arrived. For many, that means vacations, barbecues, swimming, you know the drill. But for 50 million Americans, summer heralds a return of allergy season. Can you hear it in my voice? I am a victim. Not whining, just reporting. Allergic reactions were first documented in ancient Egypt, Greece, and Rome.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
In 1819, doctors in England and America began diagnosing patients with so-called hay fever. In 1869, researchers developed the first diagnosis by planting pollen into small cuts in human skin. That practice is still used today in remote places. Allergies are the sixth leading cause of chronic illness in the USA, affecting about 20% of the entire population. The worst time for those afflicted is late June into early July. Reactions from allergies are most common in children. Their health conditions can deteriorate quickly under the age of 10, so keep an eye on that. Biggest triggers this year, pollen dust, animal dander, and of course, food. The CDC ranks milk, eggs, peanuts, wheat, the most common food allergies in America. The deadliest reactions in the USA are from shellfish. If untreated, consuming shrimp or lobster, if you're allergic, could cause shock within minutes. Another irritant are insects. About 100 people die from bee stings each year. Bugs are a leading cause of asthma for children exposed to the critters on a regular basis. So keep the bugs out of the house. Each year, Americans spend $53 billion on medication, vitamins, treatments, and food alternatives. The allergy business is one of the biggest sectors of the pharmaceutical industry. And here's something else you might not know. Thanks to modern science, allergic reactions may soon be a thing of the past. Yay! Doctors working on gene therapy treatments to eradicate major allergies in children like peanuts and dairy. If successful, the medication could be rolled out in about 8 years. Let's speed it up, guys. Back after this. To mark 20 years since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is giving 200 mortgage-free homes to America's heroes and their families. What a great gesture. And in a moving tribute, the foundation CEO, Frank Siller, will spend August to September 11th walking from the Pentagon to Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and then on to Ground Zero. Thanks to your support, the Towers of Light are to return to the sky at the Pentagon and the Shanksville memorials on September 12th. Those lost to 9/11 related illness will be honored. And on Veterans Day, those lost to the War on Terror are having their names read aloud. Both events are happening for the first time. So please honor our vow to continue to never forget, to do good, and please act now. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.